fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday. It is Friday, the 15th day of April. The prepper tip of the day, and we're going to have Dr. Pete expand on this a little bit, is to find a great chiropractor that you and your family can become patients of. And we do have a patient that we're in the green room, our friend Dr. Pete Urokos. Dr. Urokos is a practicing chiropractic physician in Metro Chicago, and we'll be talking about the events of the day and health-related matters. Good morning, Dr. Pete.
Good morning, John. How's it going?
Really good, sir. Well, I'll tell you about my first interaction with a chiropractor. It was about 1973-74. I was in my mid-20s, about 25 years old or so. And every spring for several years, at least three or four years, I had hay fever so bad it looked like I'd been in a chemical warfare attack. Because I didn't want to dull my brain, I refused to take the over-the-counter things that would stop that that reaction to the hay fever. And my buddy says, John, you need to visit my chiropractor. And I said, really? He says, yeah. He says, really? I think he can help you. So I went to my buddy's chiropractor in downtown St. Louis. I received one adjustment and some minor nutritional changes, dietary changes, and I haven't had hay fever since. That's been more than half a century, right at half a century ago.
Pretty amazing, huh?
It was amazing. Now, fast forward to 1979, 1980, I'd suffered I've been in an automobile accident where I rolled over the car end over end once and over sideways twice. It was quite exciting.
Wow.
And my neck hurt. About the third day, the neck started hurting. And it was several years later that my soon-to-be wife, Dr. Moore, was attending Logan Chiropractic College. And I became her patient in the clinic. And it was maybe 2 or 3 treatments, and the neck pain I'd had for quite a few years went away and stayed away. Mm-hmm. So, doctor, let's focus initially on the following. We got people literally all over the planet. This is an international show. What's the best way for a person to go about finding a good chiropractor that can help them with their health, sir?
So I would recommend just getting on a search engine and searching for a chiropractor near you. If you know somebody who's going to a chiropractor, that would probably be, you know, the best, because they can speak from experience. And if you do happen to search for one on some sort of search engine, definitely check their reviews. That people leave great reviews, people leave bad reviews. So that's a great way to see, you know, how they actually are, and how they practice. And, you know, the amount of reviews as well, you know, and then give them a call. See if you can get maybe like a free consultation. A lot of chiropractors do that. I will do that. You know, it gives you the opportunity to go into their office, take a look around, actually talk to them a little bit. And I will say there are good ones, there are bad ones. So, you know, the first one you go to, and I've heard it many times, you know, oh, I went to a chiropractor before and they did this, this, and that, or I didn't like them, and then they stopped going. And it's like, okay, I understand that. However, it's just like anything else. You may go to a barber and not like the way that they cut your hair, or a hairstylist, not like the way that they colored your hair. Are you just going to stop there? No, you're going to go out and you're going to try and find somebody else. The same thing.
Well,
and
another way,
if anybody would like, I have a huge network of chiropractors that I'm involved with. So, and they're all over the place, all over the world. And Dr. Scott Huff, the same. We are both part of the same organization. So if you're in an area and you don't know a chiropractor, you're looking for one, shoot me an email, you know, get on my website, send me a message, you know, this is where I'm located, I'm looking for a chiropractor out here. I will contact my network of chiropractors and find one for you, if there's one located in your area.
Okay, and how does a person go about contacting you, doctor?
So they can send me a message off of my website. My website is risingphoenixhealth.com. You can also give me a call. My office number is 815-526-3279. And if you get on my website, my email address is on there as well. You can use any one of those three to contact me.
Risingphoenixhealth.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And that phone number will be answered at what days, at what time, sir?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday, I'm in the office.
Okay.
And it rings to my cell phone, so even if I'm out on lunch, I'll still answer it.
Okay. That telephone is 815-526-3279. It's going to help a lot of people all over the planet. I've had a base of listeners in Australia ever since I've started, but that base of listeners in Australia is growing by word of mouth, I guess, as much as anything else. Mm-hmm.
I knew a chiropractor who practiced in Australia. He's not there anymore, but yeah, he was practicing out there. So even if you're in a different country, let me know and I'll see if I can help.
I was going to take my R&R in Australia. I had an aunt and an uncle who were living and working there as missionaries for most of their adult lives. But my main reason for going there was to be a student at a professional driver's school. But I couldn't locate one, so I didn't go. I just stayed in Vietnam. As a 20-year-old, my focus was being a professional race car driver at the time.
Really?
Yes, that obviously changed, yes, really. What changed it was the man who I admired in that profession, Jimmy Clark, he died in a training accident. And I thought at the time, if Jimmy Clark can die in a race car, then obviously anybody could. So I just dropped that whole paradigm as a possible career for myself. Although I still enjoy sports cars. I gave up and lost interest in becoming a professional race car driver. But getting back to the topic of chiropractic, of course, Dr. Moore was with me when she was going through chiropractic college at Logan. And one of the things I learned, among many others, is that medical doctors get 3 credit hours of nutrition to become a medical doctor. Chiropractic physicians get 12 credit hours of nutrition, 4 times as much. That makes a mm-hmm. massive difference in knowledge and what they can and cannot recommend, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, you can look at, you know, MD versus the DC. The amount of schooling is very similar in terms of hours, but if you break it down into the different courses, you know, they have more hours in pharmaceuticals, as an example, versus us. We still have a pharmacology, toxicology course. It's just not as in-depth, let's say, as a medical doctor. But when it comes to radiology, radiographic imaging, diagnostic imaging, all of that, nutrition, biomechanics, you know, all of these different things, we have more hours, believe it or not. So,
I don't need convincing, because I was with this woman when she was going through that. And it's the equivalent of about, 25 to 30 semester hours per trimester, isn't it?
I remember correctly back then, the most I took there was, 32 or 33 credit hours. Where if you look at a regular undergrad college, full-time students are at, 12 credit hours.
That's right, 12 hours, precisely. Right. Well,
so quite a difference. It's
it's intense.
You're there from sun up, sunrise to sundown.
Right, right. Well,
and then
it consumes
studying
your life.
On top of that.
Right. It
Absolutely.
Consumes your life, basically. Well, Dr. Moore was attempting to work part-time, and I think the last 3 trimesters, I said, honey, just quit work. I'm going to take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
It was
She was working while she was going to school?
Attempting to. The first 2 years, yeah.
Wow.
Maybe not quite 2 years. I was watching her put, basically trying to do all these things, and I finally said, babe, let's let me take care of you and focus on school.
Yeah.
It was just too much. It was
Good
way too
you.
Much.
Yeah. I knew some people that did it. You know, it wasn't a full-time job, obviously, but, you know, some people had part-time jobs while they were going to school, and good for them.
Well, it was part-time, but still it was just too much. I recall her first trimester, I believe it was the first trimester, is when they, her and fellow students all had, I think they had 3 students per cadaver, and they spent that first trimester carving up the cadaver and learning all about the human body in person,
yes.
Right there in your face, right?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, it's funny you mentioned that. I had a patient the other day come in, and they were like, I had no idea that you actually worked on cadavers. I was like, yeah, for about 2 years.
Right.
Yeah, so a lot of people don't know that. So not only do we have that overall anatomy course, but we have neuroanatomy as well. We are looking at literal brains and all the different parts of it and learning all of that. You know, it's very in depth. So there's a lot to it, and it was definitely challenging, I will say. So.
Well, you're being polite. You're being polite. Well, Doctor, everything changed regarding COVID-19 beginning Monday. Stu Peters interviewed Dr. Brian Artis, a chiropractic mm-hmm. physician. Are you familiar with that interview?
Yes, I am. I haven't watched the whole thing, but the first 2 hours of it, I did.
Well, there's been some follow-up. Mike Adams did a lengthy interview split into 3 parts, and then a follow-up interview just published in the last day or so.
Oh, that's the one. I'm sorry. That's the one I watched.
Right. Regardless, I was making some statements at the beginning of the show, which you probably didn't hear. First of all, it's pretty common knowledge that pharmaceutical products that are in the water go pass right through the these municipal water treatment facilities, psychotropic drugs and so forth, without being filtered out. That's pretty common knowledge, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, if you look at Americans as a whole, I mean, a lot of them are on pharmaceutical drugs. So,
next step number two. Are you aware, sir, that the CDC has set up more than 400 monitoring of more than 400 wastewater outlets where the wastewater comes out of these municipal water supplies, monitoring for COVID-19? Are you aware of that, sir?
Yes, I am. I wasn't aware of the number, but I was aware that
it's more than 400. Now, I don't know if Chicago wastewater goes to Mississippi or not. Do you have any idea where it goes?
I'm unsure about that.
Well, regardless, there's cities north of St. Louis, and you were in St. Louis for quite a while going to school,
right,
where the wastewater goes into the Mississippi River. We now know that the COVID-19 is being found in wastewater because the CDC has confirmed that. We also know that downriver, that wastewater is picked up by, let's say, St. Louis, and, of course, hundreds of other cities and towns, and goes through their water treatment plant. So what we know definitely is that the raw water brought into the water treatment plant does not remove pharmaceutical products. There's no doubt about that because it's well established. What we don't know, at least I don't know, does the water treatment plants remove COVID-19 from the raw water that comes in before it goes into people's homes to be consumed? I would say there's a high likelihood that the same water treatment plants that can't, don't, and won't remove the pharmaceutical products probably can't, don't, and won't remove COVID-19 as well. What do you think, Doctor?
Yeah, I was going to say before you said that, you know, it's doubtful that they are removing the COVID-19 as well. So
the CDC has been saying publicly, we can monitor the wastewater from, let's say St. Louis once again. Just pick a name, pick a city. And when we see elevated levels of COVID-19 in the wastewater, we can predict that 5 days later there's going to be a outbreak of COVID-19 in St. Louis. Well, actually, are they just monitoring the wastewater from someplace north of St. Louis to predict what's going to be happening in St. Louis 5 days later?
Sounds like it.
Possibly. Maybe. Kind of, sort of. There's two parts to this. First of all, we definitely know COVID-19 is in the wastewater. That's not in doubt at all. The second part, what we don't know, is there synthesized snake venom in the COVID-19 that they're finding? That's what we don't know yet. So it's a work in progress. This is only the fifth day of the initial release of the documentary done by Stu Peters, released at 5 p.m. Central Time, Monday the 11th. Yeah, let's get that date right, John. And Dr. Artis is in touch with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and other scientists and doctors to be diligently working on this. The whole thing becomes more bizarre and more scary every passing week, doesn't it, sir?
It really does. And, you know, before watching that, I had no idea, you know, and they even said on there, they're trying to push the whole bat thing, you know, that's whatever. But,
hold on, Doctor. Hold on, Doctor. We have a break. Sure. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our EaseOff is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the EaseOff installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, visiting with Dr. Pete Yerokos. If you'd like to be a patient of Dr. Yerokos, just give him a call. In Metro Chicago, he's in the northern part of Metro Chicago, 815-526-3279. I say again, 815-526-3279. Well, Doctor, I know that you have limited time with your busy practice and other things, but I'm sure you'll be monitoring this whole thing about snake venom being part of remdesivir and the COVID-19 as much as you can, won't you, sir? I
had no idea. And then he was pulling up articles and studies, multiples, and it was never talked about. Like, it was almost like they tried to hide it, right? So it's a little interesting. And I'll be honest, when I first saw it, I was like, snake venom, come on. But after watching most of the interview, he had some pretty hefty evidence there. Lots of research articles and how he tied everything in. It was very interesting.
Very, very interesting.
Going into the caduceus of the medical field with right. the two snakes. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of subtleties and rabbit trails leading off in different directions concerning this topic, to say the least. Well, it turns out snake venom has been used in pharmaceutical products for decades. There's nothing new or unusual about that, is there?
No. It's also been used as poison for...
for forever.
Many basically. Hundreds of years, thousands of years. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We have Stone Age people in the Amazon jungle that still use various poisons on their homemade bows and arrows that they have and their blowguns that they make. Nothing new about that either.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep, nothing new about that at all. Well, Doctor, I've heard people attack the messenger, attack Dr. Artis, his presentation style, his demeanor, his persona, as opposed to attacking his message. Now, that's a tactic as old as the hills also, where if you can't attack the message, you attack the messenger, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, just keep an open mind. The jury's still out about the material that Dr. Artis is presenting. The information he's presented, much of it is peer-reviewed scientific journal articles, aren't they?
Right, yeah. And it was very interesting that everything that the CDC, the NIH, FDA, you know, those organizations are telling you not to do are things that you actually should be doing, you know, in prevention or treatment of COVID. And some of these things are actually using anti-venom, which I thought was very, very interesting.
It's all interesting. And we have, according to Mike Adams, about 5 billion people, more than half the world's population, have volunteered to have the clot shot, to have this poison injected into their bodies. Children volunteered on behalf of their well-meaning parents. And it's just the whole thing is it's a massive criminal conspiracy at the very top, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's I don't even know what to say about it.
It's hard.
You know, but I can on the radio. I can use some colorful language, but it's mass murder, basically.
It is. It's genocide of the planet, mostly the Western world. India has mostly avoided. Second, there's kind of a contest between India and China who has the most people, but they're right up there with India, with China. They've mostly avoided the clot shot, and one state has more than 200 million people. They've wiped out COVID-19 with ivermectin, haven't they?
Yep. Yes, they have.
Well, the only approved treatment in American hospitals is remdesivir, which is incredibly toxic, incredibly poisonous, isn't it?
Yeah. It's with that, you know, the people are dying from pulmonary edema. They're seeing the lung crystallization of the lungs, you know. No good.
No good at all. Unless you're
Rupturing the cells.
Precisely. Unless you consider murdering people good, it's no good at all. That's what almost killed my Thursday guest, Dr. Horowitz, remdesivir. He was lucky to survive that outcome there of being given the remdesivir. Stay away from the hospital. That's a smart thing to do, isn't it?
Yes, there's plenty you can do on your own.
We've got a bottom of the hour break. How much longer do we have you for, Doctor?
I can stay for about 10 minutes max.
Okay. We'll get that max out of you. We'll be right back after the break.
Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Fix bayonets.
Liam Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. I am so happy that Mike Lindell's people reached out to me asking me to become an affiliate dealer for MyPillow, Mike Lindell's MyPillows, the Giza sheets, the towels, the slippers, the body pillows. It's really a wonderful line of high-quality products, up to 66% off at my website at thelibertyman.com. Right next to that, my friend Dr. Ted Brewer's excellent line of vitamin and mineral supplements. And I do private consultations. Yes, I do. What's the purpose? Well, it's help people get the clarity, receive the information, have the focus they need to make major decisions. Details on private consultations at thelibertyman.com. Last but not least, if you're tired of being tired, if the arthritis pain is keeping you from doing the things you love to do, check out the Energy Clinic. I am all caught up for the first time in 9 months. It's a relief. As of today, everything will be shipped. It's no more back orders. If you already have an energy cleaner, check out the Micro Plus Throws. They're elegant, they're comfortable and cozy. Come in two colors, gray, and taupe, which is light brown, only $75 shipping included, two American zip codes. And of course, I have more than 40 real estate listings in my neighborhood in South Central Missouri. Check those out as well. A toll-free hour line for your micro plush throws, your engine cleaner, is 800-592-9543. Dr. Pete Urokos is with us. He's practicing up in Metro Chicago. His telephone, you'd like to become his patient, just give him a call at 815-526-3279. Got you for what, about five more minutes here, doctor?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, in these 5 minutes, I want you to give these folks the most important information you think they need to hear on Friday, the 15th day of April, sir.
So, you know, let's go along with what we first started talking about. Find yourself a chiropractor. Get checked out. Even if, you know, you're not in pain or, you know, you think you're too far gone, there's no such thing. So unless you're buried in the ground, you know, there's something that can be done, at least to help your body function as best as it can. And whether, you know, immune function, nervous system function, biomechanical function, all these things. So definitely search for a chiropractor, go get checked out. You know, they may put you on a treatment plan depending on what's going on, or if you're doing pretty well, you know, I have people that are coming in as maintenance patients. I might see them once a month just to get tuned up. So take care of yourself.
That's what I do with Dr. Huff. You know, I'm in once a month to get tuned up and get things put back in place. I had a slip and fall yesterday on a wet ramp. Now, I went down pretty hard, but I bounced up and had a good full day and no pain, GI. So, but Dr. Huff, may find something I'm not aware of that as a consequence of slipping and falling yesterday.
Sure.
And his wife, you know, athletes are known to. Not only tolerate pain, but ignore pain. And I'm pretty good at that. And you probably know that with your current farmer athletes, don't you, sir?
Yes, I do. But, you know, the same thing with athletes is they're very in tune to their body. So they know, you know, something's up. But a lot of times they might try and push it off a little bit. But eventually, you know, they want to get back to at the level they were prior to having any type of pain, discomfort, or dysfunction.
Right.
And I do want to say, you know, some people, I do ask them if there's any previous traumas, and they're like, oh, no. And then I'll dig a little bit. They're like, well, I had a little car accident. It was nothing, you know. Well, even a little fender bender at 5 miles per hour is a significant enough trauma to disrupt the function of your body. So,
right.
Don't put those things off. Don't minimize them. It's just get checked out. And you know what? A lot of people love it. They feel great. They just love getting adjusted. And it's a great atmosphere, typically in chiropractic offices. So it won't hurt. If anything, you can only benefit from it.
That's right. That's right. Well, doctor, I don't want you to be rushed here to get to your next assignment with your next patient. I want to thank you for being with us, and we will have you back, looks like Friday the 29th, sir.
Okay. Sounds good, John. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much. Young doctor, Dr. Urokos, with a new practice up there in Metro Chicago, and he's already got several of my listeners as patients. And one last time, his telephone number is 815-526-3279. So we have open lines till the top of the hour. We'll have Brady with us. Brady will give us some updates on what's going on with the Rocket Heater Company. I haven't talked to Brady since earlier in the week, but we're making progress. I am the Executive Vice President of the Liberator Rocket Heater Company. It's been a lot of fun working with these young guys. They're all, most of them are young enough to be my grandson, quite frankly, except Sky's dad, Phil. Phil could be my son. So these are relatively young guys. They're all full of energy and enthusiasm for what they're doing They've moved to Bourbon, Missouri from other parts of the country because they love the product, they believe the product, they want to see the product and the company succeed. Typically working for wages less than they could make in their chosen profession as metal workers, sometimes quite a bit less than what they could be making in other positions as a metal worker. But that's what young men do, or even older guys and gals, as far as that goes. If you really believe in something and you're dedicated to it, you'll work at a reduced salary in order to help the product achieve that its proper place in our society. Okay. Here at Republic Broadcasting, as most of you know, our founding father, John Stettmiller, passed away a few months ago. We're moving forward to make Republic Broadcasting what John always wanted to be, which was the leader in alternative media. We have a great lineup of hosts here at Republic Broadcasting. We're not quite 100% self-sustaining yet. We're working towards that goal, which means getting enough advertisers to carry the financial burden of keeping the doors open, keeping the lights on. So we are still accepting donations at Republic Broadcasting. If you go to the RBN website, it's easy to make a PayPal donation. The address is there to mail in a check or a money order. And any donation would be certainly made very good use of and will be put to good. And we appreciate it. We do truly appreciate it. We're running a tight ship there at RBN. I was there to visit Mr. Stettmiller last spring, and it was a great visit. I'm so glad I decided to do that. And I called up John and told him I wanted to come down and visit for a day. And he says, "Why do you want to do that, John?" I said, "Well, we haven't talked for a while, John, person to person. I just want to get together with you and talk and get caught up." And I'm so glad I did that. So, we continue the work that John began. Once I got to know John a little bit, it's been quite a few years ago, I recognized the common similarities in our lives and our careers. We were about the same age. We were both active in the militia movement back in the 90s. It's kind of funny, the first time I met him, I was driving a rental car. I left the town car at home. And I pulled into the driveway to meet him, and he's got the exact same car. I think it was even the same color. Not that it matters, but that was kind of unusual. One of his listeners put myself up, and another frequent guest on Republic Broadcasting, who's now deceased. And it was a great time to meet John, and I had a speaking engagement there, and I got to go down to the Alamo in San Antonio. One of our listeners drove me down there, and I was photographed in front of the Alamo at night. I'm glad it was at night because you can't see the high-rise buildings behind the Alamo at night. They keep those lights turned off. But it's one of my favorite photographs of me standing in front of the Alamo at night. Now that's a very important part of American history. The Republic of Texas, the Battle of the Alamo. I pretty much remember every year to commemorate the Battle of the Alamo. In fact, movie night tomorrow night, our first movie night of the season here in Davisville, Missouri, we're going to show the 2004 version of the Alamo. I think there's been five or six films made about the Alamo. The 2004 version is the most recent one. And that'll be a movie night tomorrow evening in Davisville, Missouri. The doors will be open at 6 p.m. to the public. The film starts promptly at 7, assuming all the equipment works as it's supposed to. It's free and open to the public. We don't charge for these films. We have brats and hot dogs and potato chips, various kinds of soft drinks, bottled water, coffee, candy, of course, fresh popcorn made right there on the spot with a commercial popcorn maker. It's a lot of fun. to, and the prices for the snacks, by the way, are 1970s prices, not what you pay at a commercial theater. We have a 10-foot screen with a 3,500 lumen projector, huge speakers, great surround sound speakers in the front, speakers in the back, comfortable padded chairs. It's we took a two-room schoolhouse built in the mid-1930s. It's the American Legion building in Davisville, and we made it into a movie theater one night a week on Saturday nights. So it's a lot of fun. We get together and we talk about what's going on in the world. We talk about preparedness matters. We're going to have a potluck dinner the first Saturday of every month this season. That was by consensus. Last fall, we decided to do that. So instead of movie night on the first Saturday, it'll be potluck dinner night. And that'll be a lot of fun also. We have one of the ladies who's taken the responsibility for making sure we don't end up with three green bean salads instead of one. It'll be a lot of fun also. I'm looking forward to that. We had some plumbing issues that have been resolved. We delayed movie night for a couple of weeks to get all the plumbing issues resolved. Now they're all taken care of. And we've had a lot of fun. I've lost track of how many seasons. I think this is season 7, I believe, coming up. Now, last year we started showing the TV series Jericho. And we'll be taking a vote Saturday night to either continue the series, start it over, or just move on to a variety of films, which is what we've done most of these past 6 years. And we'll see. I don't have any emotional attachment to the outcome of that. Whatever people want to do is fine with me. If you haven't seen the TV series Jericho, the most amazing thing about it is that it was on mainstream television, quite frankly. I am shocked. I'm still shocked that TV series was broadcast on mainstream television. Very well done. The premise is that concerns a fictional town of Jericho, Kansas. There is no Jericho, Kansas. The fictional town of Jericho, Kansas, and the trials and tribulations of the population of that town following 16 nuclear bombs being set off in 16 American cities, which basically wrecks the whole country in every which way. Well written. It's a somewhat plausible scenario. I say somewhat. I have a great affinity for the character Robert Hawkins. I watch Robert Hawkins and what he's doing, and he's doing a lot of the same things I would be doing in the same situation. I recommend watching the series Jericho. You can look at it as a training session, quite frankly. You really can. Very realistic scenarios. The human behavior of all the various things that humans would do in the situation are pretty much duplicated. And that's one of the things I like to point out about the Holy Bible. Is that, among other things, that the Holy Bible is many things, but the Holy Bible is also a study in human nature. Human nature has not and never will change. Human nature is well known and well predictable. That's just humans being human. We'll see tomorrow night what the group decides. Do we continue where we left off with the Jericho series? Do we start all over? Or do we just leave it aside for the time being and go on to other films? We'll see. We'll find out. And, of course, the first Thursday of every month, we have the John Moore Radio Show meetup in Rolla, Missouri, at the Benton Square Restaurant. It's now called D. Trapani's. We get together at 4:30 to eat. You do not need to eat to attend. There's no charge for the meeting. At 6 p.m., we have an informal discussion. We call it a meeting, an informal discussion, until 7 p.m. And at that point, Leon Green takes over for training. And that's a lot of fun also. We've had people from very far away, very great distances. They'd be traveling, and they would stop off They planned their trip to be in Rolla, Missouri on Thursday night. One woman from Chicago, she's been there twice. Other individuals from other states have been there on various occasions. That's a lot of fun also. It's a fun event. It's a social event, and that's what we do. I helped start the Davisville Readiness Group, which still exists. We're kind of not doing a whole lot right now, and probably won't until there's a major crisis of some sort. And I also founded the Viburnum Emergency Response Team, which I was the president of till I gave up that position a few months ago. Danny Ray Chapel has taken over that position, and they have training once a month also in Viburnum, Missouri. So we have an active group of preppers here in South Central Missouri. And here's the top of the hour break. Nope, it's not the top of the hour break. It's the 10-minute before the hour break. We'll be right back.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. It's been quite a journey being a talk show host here at Republic Broadcasting all these years. And I fully intend to keep doing this for the foreseeable future. It's a lot better for John Moore to be a radio talk show host than be a homicide detective. I did that beginning in 1973, and I know quite well what it means to be a homicide detective. it was very satisfying. It was good for me to be doing those things, the things I did, the murders I solved, the people's lives I saved. Literally, when a man is charged with murder that he didn't commit, that's his life is on the line. Literally on the line, because in the state of Missouri we do have the death penalty. Even before that, life in prison. So it's about as serious as anything can be to be defending a man who I know, because of the information I had, did not commit the murder he was charged with, and to be given the responsibility to find the guy who did do the murder, or guys, plural, in the case of one murder I worked on. So I'm glad I had that part of my life. I don't regret that at all. I would probably do it again. On one hand, on the other, I'd much rather be doing this 7 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday, talking to you folks all over the world, sharing the knowledge I've gained in my life, which is extensive, helping people achieve their goals, which is what I do on this show and with private consultations, inviting people to join me in South Central Missouri. That's why we have all those beautiful homes listed for sale at my website at thelibertyman.com. I have my webmaster, Tim Spencer, my assistant, a webmaster, helping me on this. I couldn't possibly do it by myself. We have a caller here. We got Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Hello, John. There was this train massacre, the Buka massacre, they're calling. I think a lot of people are coming out with information indicating that this may be a false flag. Jeffrey Prather just did a talk on it. It was on Natural News site. I just saw it this morning. I didn't watch the thing. Do you have any information on that?
Not really. I haven't been following the story. You're talking about the black gentleman arrested and charged with shooting people in the subway earlier this week?
No. I'm talking about an event over in Ukraine, the Bucha massacre. They're calling that a false flag. It's a train. I don't know. They attacked a train or something. I know little about it. So, but anyway, Mike Rivera as well mentioned it. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have a clue what anything about that.
Right.
No. No.
Well, there's an article up as well on RBN. They told me about it last night about the snake venom, and they questioning the whole story. And Cliff High has written a rather intelligent article on it, which is linked to that. Folks can listen to that. Jeff Rentz the other night, he went over it with Erica Kahn, who is a well-trained scientist in the biological field.
Real good.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dave. We appreciate
that. You can see that on Rentz.com.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Dave. We appreciate it. We've got a top hour break. We're back on Friday. Stay tuned.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.